USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Captain Shane Ware with the Vestavia Police Department tells us about the shooting at a church in a suburb of Birmingham, Alabama, Thursday.
A lone suspect entered a small group church meeting and began shooting. Three people were shot. Two people are deceased. One person is being treated for an unknown injury at a local hospital. I would like to reiterate that the suspect is in custody. I would like to reiterate that there is no threat to the community at this time.
Red Lodge, Montana, this gateway to Yellowstone National Park, has become a dead end, a casualty of the severe flooding that tore through the park this week. The unprecedented flooding has closed the entire park and forced the evacuation of 10,000 visitors. The northern section was hit the hardest. The southern end may open up early next week, according to park officials. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A study has been conducted on the variants of COVID-19 and how each attacks differently.
According to data published Thursday by King's College of London, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is less likely than the Delta variant to cause what's known as long COVID. In the first peer-reviewed study on long COVID risk and the Omicron variant, researchers said the odds of getting long COVID from Omicron were 20 to 50% less than with the Delta variant. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
The leaders of France, Germany, and Italy met with President Zelensky in Ukraine Thursday as Russia's invasion continues. French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi were seen in a video exiting a platform at a Kyiv railway station accompanied by heavy security. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow. You always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Love what you find. Like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
Representative-elect Myra Flores, a Republican from Texas, told Newsmax that she left the Democrat Party in 2010, but in her reality, the Democrat Party walked away from her family much earlier.
Well, first of all, the Hispanic community, we're pro-God, pro-life, pro-family, all about hard work. And that's not today's Democrat Party, unfortunately. And like my father said, you walked away from the Democrat Party, because I did back in 2010, but my father says that the Democrat Party walked away from him. He sees that the party has gone so far left. They're focused on nonsense like Latinx. You know, they're focused on, you know, all this Washington nonsense, pronouns, and not on the real issues that are affecting real people here in South Texas and honestly throughout the country.
In the race to become the top prosecutor in the state of Maine's largest county, George Soros-backed candidate Jacqueline Sartorius defeated the incumbent. Sartorius collected 65% of the vote in Cumberland County. The George Soros-backed Super PAC spent nearly $384,000 on attack ads and pro-Sartorius advertising. NASCAR Racing heads to Nashville, Tennessee this weekend. And don't forget, Sunday is Father's Day. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.